Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas! Christmas is going to be here very soon, and Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
Hello and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. This is the Bible teaching ministry of Rick Warren. Hey, we're so glad you've joined us. Today, we're continuing a powerful series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. And in this series, Rick will show you how to grow deep in your faith, stay grounded in God's Word, and become everything He created you to be. Let's join Rick right now for the final part of a message called Radical Generosity.
Now, the greatest miracle is not this offering. Oh, no, not at all. It's not even the amount of the offering. That's not the miracle. The miracle is what takes place in you and in me and everybody else who had a little part in it, whether it was big, little, medium, or anything. Anybody had a part in this, the miracle is what takes place in us. Because every time I do radical generosity with my life, and again, I'm not just talking about money. When I'm radically generous with my attention and I listen to my kids or I listen to somebody in hurt, when I'm radically generous with my sympathy and I say, yeah, I understand that, that makes sense. When I'm radically generous with my time and I don't have time to give it to you, but I help you out. And when I'm radically generous with my service and when I'm radically generous with my compliments and when I'm radically generous with praise and I'm radically generous with forgiveness for people who've hurt me and I just forgive and say, forget it, don't worry about it, blow it off, you let it go. What that does is an amazing transformation in you. There are five things that happen. Let me just give them to you. I'm not even going to talk much about them. On the back of your outline, the results of radical generosity, living a life of generosity. Number one, it increases my love for Jesus. It increases my love for Jesus because giving is an act of love. The Bible says in verses 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians 8, Paul's talking to the church in Corinth. He says, just as you excel in everything else, he says, you guys are really good at a lot of stuff. Just as you excel in everything else, in faith, he said, you excel in speech and knowledge, even in complete earnestness, even in your love for us. He said, see also that you excel in the grace of giving. He says, no, I'm not commanding you. Why? Because commanding is not what God wants. I just want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. He said, I want to test the sincerity of your love. Every time you give, every time I give, you're generous with anything in your life, it does two things. It proves your love for Jesus. And two, it strengthens, it increases your love for Jesus. I used to see this bumper sticker. You don't see it much anymore, but I used to laugh when I'd see it. It said, you know, if you love Jesus, tithe, any fool can honk. Well, it's true. He's just saying, you know, put your money where your mouth is. The Bible says, Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. So wherever you want your heart to be, I'm telling you this, invest a little in it. You know, you probably couldn't care less about Microsoft. Unless you own stock in Microsoft. Then you cared extremely about it. If you want to care about General Motors, put some money into General Motors. Guess what? You'll start caring about it. You know, whatever you invest in a political party, all of a sudden you start caring about that political party. You invest in a project or a ministry, all of a sudden you start caring about that ministry. Where your money is, your heart is. And when I give myself to Christ, it makes me love Him more. Number two, it not only increases my love for Jesus, it makes me like Jesus. It makes me more like Jesus. I become more like Him. Every time I give, it breaks the grip of materialism in my life. And every time I give, my heart grows bigger. And every time I give, I become more like Jesus. Why? Because who's the master example of generosity? Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the next verse, verse 9, you are familiar with the generosity of our Master, Jesus Christ. Rich as He was, He gave it all away for us. Circle for us. He gave it all away for us. In one stroke, He became poor and we became rich. Obviously, He's talking about spiritual wealth there, spiritual riches, enrichment. What is he talking about here? Jesus Christ had it all. He's God. He's the Son of God. He's in heaven with all the splendor of heaven. And he gives it all up, and he comes to earth at Christmas time to be born in a barn. That's about as low as you can go. And why did he do it? Well, he certainly didn't do it for himself. He did it for you. He's the ultimate act of generosity. God so loved the world that he gave. God, if you picked of all the attributes of God, the number one attribute of God is his generosity. Because everything you have is a gift. Nothing, the air, the water, the brain you have, your heartbeat, everything you have is a total gift of God's generosity. You would have nothing without God's generosity. Now, in the Bible, there are more promises related to living a generous lifestyle than any other thing. Did you know that? God, over and over again in Scripture, God says, if you will be generous with your time, with your money, with your life, with your influence, with your love, with your forgiveness, if you'll be generous with your life, he said, I will bless you in this way. In fact, I could make you a long list of the promises of generosity. Why? Why does God want us to be generous more than anything else? Because it's most like God. Like father, like son. Like father, like daughter. God wants his children to be like him. And the number one characteristic of God is he is outrageously, lavishly, radically generous. And God says, I didn't put you on earth to live for yourself. I put you on earth to learn to be other person-centered, to be generous, to be unselfish. I didn't put you on earth just to live for you. I made you to become like me and to learn generosity. So it increases my love for Jesus. It makes me more like Jesus. Number three, it deepens my faith. Did you know that every time you're generous, your faith grows? It doesn't just demonstrate your faith, it grows your faith. Why? Because you're saying, God, this is money or time or energy or whatever that I don't have to give away, but I'm going to give it to you or I'm going to give it to somebody else, and I'm going to be generous, trusting that you will provide for me. It is an evidence, a statement of faith. Every time you give, you're making a statement of faith. God, this is something I could use for myself, but I'm giving it away because I know you'll take care of my needs. I know you'll replace it. I know you'll supply for what I need, and I am trusting you. It demonstrates and it develops your faith. Look at this verse. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously. He's talking about sowing seed. For God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Now, here's what he said. He said, you know, if a farmer goes out and he's going to spread some seed around, going to sow some seed, he said, if he starts throwing the seed around, if he sows a little bit of seed, he gets a little crop. If he sows a lot of seed, he gets a lot of crop. If he sows an enormous amount of seed, acres and acres of seed, he gets enormous acres and acres of crop. Now, when you sow a seed, you don't just get one back. If you plant a corn seed, you get one seed of corn back? No, you get a whole kernel. You get a whole stalk of corn on the cob that has lots of kernels. God always multiplies what you give him. You put in a seed, you get back a plant full of tomatoes out of one tomato seed. You put in an apple seed, you get a tree full of apples. God says, I multiply it. And he says, he who sows generously will reap generously. God says, you get to choose how much I bless your life. It's all dependent upon your generosity. You sow a little bit, you get a little. You sow more, you get more. You sow a lot, you get a lot. It's all up to you. The more you give away your life, God says, the more I will bless your life and I will deepen your faith. Now, he wants you to get this so badly, he repeats it like five times. Look at that verse on your outline. I want you to take a pen and I want you to circle the alls in the second half of the verse. It says, God is able to make all grace. Circle that, all grace. Okay? And then it says, so that in all things, circle that, all things. At all times, circle that. Having all that you need, circle that. You will abound in every, circle that, good work. He's saying, get the message. If you will learn to be generous, he said, I will take care of your needs all the time, all the way, every place, all the while, everywhere you could possibly think of, all. It's like, I want you to understand this. I mean all. He says, I'll take care of all things at all times, all you need, abound in every good work. Look at the next verse, verse 10 and 11. God supplies seed to the farmer, then bread to eat in the same way. And God will give you seed. Of course, the money you give came from him in the first place. And multiply it. And then I want you to underline this. In your lives, he will increase the things you do that have his approval. Underline that. In your lives, he, God, will increase. He'll multiply the things you do that have his approval. And you will be enriched so that you can be even more generous. That's amazing. God says, you give to me, I give to you, then you have more to give, and then you give away more, and then I give you more. And the more you give away to help other people, the more I give to you, and on. It's like a cycle. Increases my love for Jesus, makes me more like Jesus, deepens my love. Number four, it causes others to thank God. When you are generous with other people, it causes other people to thank God. If you're radically generous, and notice the verses 11 and 12, 2 Corinthians 9, it says this. Your generosity will result, here's one of the results, in thanksgiving to God. For this service you perform not only meets the needs of God's people, but it also provides an outpouring of gratitude to God. Now, this is very important. Get the difference here. In normal generosity, which is not spiritually led, it's not out of your commitment to Christ. It's just being generous, you know, whatever. It's not out of your commitment to the Lord. In normal generosity, only the donor gets thanked. In radical generosity, the donor gets thanked and God gets thanked because of the donor. Lord, I thank you for that person who helped meet my need. That's radical generosity. Now, friends, because of your generosity, thousands of people are being helped. Marriages are being saved and put back together. Kids are being brought off drugs, and adults too. People who are in the pits financially are learning financial counseling and coming out of that pit. And when you give, you're not just giving to some pie-in-the-sky thing. You're helping people all over Southern California and even around the world because we've sent teams to nearly 160 countries. As I said, the miracle of this offering is not the amount. The miracle is what God does in your heart, and the miracle is the testimony that it is to the world. And that leads us to the fifth thing, is the fifth result is it honors God as a witness to the world. Every time you're generous with your time, with your energy, with your life, with your words, with your support, with your money, with your listening, it honors God as a witness to the world. It is an evidence of love. Paul says this in verses 11 to 13. You will glorify God. Glory to God. You will glorify God through this genuine act of service because of your commitment to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and because of your generosity. He said, when you are committed to spreading the good news, and helping fund it, you know, because of your generosity, that glorifies God. It is a witness to the world. Now, friends, Saddleback Church is serious about the Great Commission. We are committed to taking the good news to the whole world. That's why we're doing the peace plan. We take this seriously, to spread the good news of Christ. And as I said, once again, you voted with your wallet. Your confidence in the direction of this church. My challenge to you is twofold. It's the same challenge I gave last week. One, that you'll say, Lord, I'm going deeper. I'm not going to be a shallow believer. I'm not going to be a casual believer. I'm not going to be a wimpy believer. I'm going to be a spiritually mature man of God or a spiritually mature woman of God. I'm not going to wimp out anymore. I'm going to be there. I'm going to grow. I'm going to sink down deep spiritual roots and be what God wants me to be. That's my first challenge. My second challenge to you is that this year you start praying, God, help me to reach one more for Jesus. Not 20, just one. I want somebody to be in heaven because of you. I want when you get to heaven, somebody comes up and says, thank you so much. I'm eternally grateful. I'm in heaven because of you. Is anybody going to be in heaven because of you? You're going to be in heaven because of somebody else who told you. I want to tell you that if you will pray this, help me reach one more for Jesus, God will answer that prayer. He'll make it so easy, so simple, so natural, it won't be scary. It'll be easy for you to bring somebody to church. And at the end of this year, God will have answered that prayer and you will have brought somebody to Christ. And they'll be in heaven because of you. We are going to shine like stars in the universe, holding forth the word of God, taking it to every nation. And you have proven that as we start a new year in a way unlike any other church. Let me pray for you as your pastor. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this church. I love these people. I love our church family. I thank you for the privilege of being a part of this particular family of God. We love you and we look forward to the future with great anticipation. And Father, I pray you will bless every single man in this room and bless every single woman in this room. Bless every single adult. Bless every couple. Bless every family. I ask you to bless every senior adult and every young child. Lord, I ask you to protect our people this next year. I ask you to protect them from evil, protect them from discouragement, from depression, from disappointment. But most of all, I ask that you help them develop deep spiritual roots, that they'll grow closer and closer to you, finding the maturity and the stability so that nothing blows them away. That no circumstance, no rogue wind, no economy, nothing takes away their joy. Nothing takes away their faith. That nothing can take away their love for you and for others. I ask that you bless the jobs and the careers of every person here. I pray that they will be successful, not for their own benefit, but so that they can bless the world. So that you enable them to be able to help other people. I ask you to protect their health. I ask you to protect their minds, their emotions. Bless them spiritually with new insight. Bless them emotionally with joy and peace and love. Bless their relationships. For those who want to get married, may this be the year. For those who want to have a family, may this be the year. Lord, we don't know what your will is in any situation, but we do know you've told us to ask. So on the behalf of my people, I'm asking you to meet their needs, to answer their prayers, to hear their request. Lord, I'm your friend. And I ask you to do this because not of me, but because of Jesus. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. Thank you that you were the model of generosity for all of us, that we could never outgive you. With their heads still bowed, if you've never invited Christ in your life, don't you dare go one more day into this new decade without saying yes to him. Right now in your heart, say, Jesus Christ, I'm saying yes to you. I don't understand it all. Come into my life. Just say that. Come into my life. I want to learn to trust you and love you. I want to follow you. I want to ask you to accept me into your family. Just say that in your heart. And he will do it. Lord, make me more like you. Help me to be generous in every area of my life this year. I want to be a giver, not a taker. And I want you to use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
Thanks so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. You know, your prayers and financial support have a huge impact on millions of people here and around the world. So we really appreciate that. Thank you. And now Rick's going to share a letter from one of our listeners who says Daily Hope is making a real difference in their life.
Friends, here's an incredible testimony from a woman named Amy in Indiana about how she used a Daily Hope devotional to lead her own son to Christ. You could do this too. Here's what she wrote. Dear Pastor Rick, I've been carrying a burden this past month for my 15-year-old son who had not accepted Christ. But last night was the night. I finally went into his room and I asked him, and he told me, no, that he hadn't accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. So then I asked if he would like to, and he said, yes. Well, I had him read the prayer of salvation attached to the Daily Hope devotional. And then I prayed with him, and I prayed for him. Wow. Amy, what an incredible, precious moment that you were able to lead your son to Jesus. It's the most important thing you'll ever do as a parent. And I'm so blessed to hear your testimony, and I hope it encourages every other parent to be faithful like that. I want to just pray for you and your son right now. Dear Jesus, I want to thank you for caring so much that you made a way for us to become a part of your family so that we can join you in heaven one day. And thank you for giving Amy the courage to ask the question. Thank you for giving her the courage to talk to her son about you. And we're so grateful that he's accepted you into his heart. Now we ask you to give him a receptive heart and help him to get into God's word on a daily basis. We know that's the way he's going to grow. So thank you, Lord, for Amy's obedience. And Jesus, right now I'm praying for more and more people to do what Amy did, to have the courage to step out and share their faith with a friend, a neighbor, a loved one who doesn't know you yet. I'm praying that you will give them just the right words and just the right time to share just the right message of your salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friends, there is nothing more important you can do than lead somebody to Jesus Christ. Your life can never be considered a failure if somebody's going to be in heaven because of you. You've helped them settle their eternal destiny. In fact, that's why Daily Hope exists. It's simply one more method to help you tell more and more people about the forgiveness and the hope and the salvation and the love and the joy that's found in Jesus Christ. Through Daily Hope, we can work together to help other moms and dads like Amy and others reach their sons and their daughters for Jesus Christ. Now, I'm always grateful for your prayers, and I'm always grateful for your financial support. But you may ask, how important is your donation to Daily Hope Ministry? Just ask Amy. She's got a son who's going to be in heaven because you gave. Thank you, everybody.
You know, if you'd like to help support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and have your financial gift doubled by the $100,000 matching grant, it's easy. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 70309. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 70309. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.